The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and I want to talk to you about looking at foliage as an integral part of your garden design. It's no question that for a lot of us, the blooms take center stage. I mean, how can you go through the summer without stunning lilies or roses or salvia? There's just so many perennials and annuals to choose from that really make the landscape pop. But you don't want to overlook the incredible variety and colors and interesting characteristics of a lot of the foliage of plants that may or may not have interesting flowers to go with them. Now, one of the first ones that a lot of people think of are hostas, which is very true. I mean, hostas are gorgeous in the shade and even partial shade. And the really cool thing is they come in such a huge variety of shapes and colors. I mean, there are some that have just tiny little, not tiny, tiny, but, you know, palm size or greater size leaves on them that are blues and greens and variegated. And then you'll also have these massive things that you can understand why they're called elephant ears. I mean, they're just absolutely huge and are really eye-catching and real conversation pieces. So hostas are definitely something to look at when you're thinking about foliage. Another one of my absolute favorites is lady's mantle. The leaves are pretty and they're kind of a soft green. But what really catches my eye is after a rain, if you go out, that lady's mantle leaf will have the droplets of water, of rain or from the sprinkler, absolutely perfect. It looks like jewels all over the leaves. So even though the leaves are pretty in among themselves, it's really, really eye-catching when there's water on them. And so that's a really nice one to have in the garden. Coral bells. Another huge assortment of shapes and colors. I mean, they have bronzes and goldens and variegated, and they're really neat. The flowers are okay. You know, they send up the little shoots, kind of a pastel typical flower, nothing to write home about, but they're nice and the leaves are absolutely stunning. Great to have around. A favorite of mine too, just because of the name. Well, two of them actually. One is Virginia, which is a nice one for fall or for shade or partial shade gardens. And it's a really deep, kind of thick evergreen leaf. Really, really pretty. The flowers are actually really, really pretty. This stunning pinky magenta. I mean, I just love them in the garden. But the leaves are just gorgeous. They'll stay green a long time throughout the year. And it's fun because the nickname for Virginia is pig squeak. Because if you take your fingers and kind of rub on the leaves, a lot of times they'll squeak. So I think that's just a really cool name, fun one to have around. Another that's not quite so fun, but is a very pretty textured leaf, is lungwort, or pulmonaria is a nicer way to say it. And it's called lungwort, though, because it's kind of shaped like a lung, and it looks like a diseased lung at that, really. They're typically a nice kind of a medium green with lighter speckles on them, but it's a really pretty leaf. The flowers are pretty as well, but that's a nice one, too, to have in those shady areas. But there's a whole lot. Some of the grasses, those are really neat textures that you can have. I've had some ribbon grass, which is a variegated thing, which is highly invasive, but it's still really pretty to have around. And then even there's some irises, speaking of variegated leaves, that are really, really pretty and have those variegated foliage on them that really adds a nice dimension to the garden. So there's plenty that you could put out there. And the nice thing is you can mix these things in with your blooming perennials. You know, for example, in one garden that I have lavender catmint, which goes crazy. And really nice purplish flowers are blooming a lot in the early summer. And then if I cut it back, they'll bloom in the late summer. But what's nice to have with it is the lamb's ear, which if you've never grown it, it's just fabulous. And if you have kids, it's almost a must have because these soft ears or leaves, which of course look like ears, are as much fun to touch as they are to look at. But it's nice when they're paired up with other things because even when the catmint isn't looking its best, the lamb's ear is. It's the consistent that really holds the garden together. And I think that's really the important part about picking plants with good foliage and not only looking towards the flowers, When you're picking these, they're going to stay consistent for the most part. They're going to look good no matter what the season, no matter what the bloom times are. They're the ones that really kind of hold everything together and keep your theme going from early spring to the very end of summer. So just want to encourage you, don't neglect the foliage. Go out there, feel, check it out, and pop in a few, and you're definitely going to be happier with the result.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.